We want to end today with our executive producer, our fearless leader, Hitesh Hathi. Hey there, Hitesh.
Hello, Tiziana.
So Hitesh, it's a little different this year. Normally, actually, I don't do anything with producer's picks. Normally, it's your opportunity to sit in Studio 3 with the whole team and have a conversation that really kind of pulls back the curtain for our listeners on what the team does and what's important to the team in making the show. Are you missing that opportunity this year? What do you lose when you don't get to do that with the team?
It's funny, of course, when you say, are you missing it and what do you lose? I immediately think of the bigger thing of what we've lost this year, what we miss. And, you know, the fact is I just miss being in the studio and in our offices every day with all of our colleagues, but especially our team and you. And yes, this is particular fun. But I have to tell you, I started doing it in an interim period where we didn't have a full-time host. So in fact, what I'm feeling most is grateful not to be doing it and having a great host here to do it.
Thank you, Hitesh. You know, I wonder, you know these segments so well. These are segments that our producers, you know, produced throughout 2020. So they're the umpteenth time you've heard them. Do you learn something new when you hear the producer talk about that segment for themselves and listen to it again in that light?
Well, so this is the thing, you know, every time you listen to anything, you think, oh gosh, there's that. And that pause was more meaningful than I thought. And isn't it interesting they worded it that way and I didn't quite notice it. So every time is a learning experience. And these segments that we choose, you know, they're the richest. And so there's so much in there. They all bear multiple listenings. But our producers, they're always thinking, they're always growing and keeping me growing. So every time I listen to them talk about segments that we've done, whether it's theirs or another segment, it always makes me stop and say, gosh, that's interesting. That'll be worth keeping in mind. Gosh, how smart a thought that is. And that's where I find myself. You must too, actually.
I do. And, you know, as we create these segments, you get so much of the producer's mind, right? Their heart and how they're thinking about the challenge or the news segment or the joy that we're bringing that day. I don't know if listeners know how much of the producer is in each of these segments. Hitesh, you know, I was thinking, I mean, your experience as a producer, a senior producer, an executive producer, this is a chance to peel back the curtain for our listeners a little bit. Do you have any way to help our listeners understand just how unprecedented doing this show and covering the news has been in 2020?
So this is a year which has been a very, very difficult year for everyone. And there's never been a year where we've had to do, or any extended period where we've had to do what we had to do this year, to be living in the midst of one of the most difficult stories to even get the dimensions of. On a day-to-day basis, scientists, epidemiologists, politicians, everyone was unsure. Where were we? How large was this going to be? How deep an effect was it going to have in our social lives, in our economy, in our fundamental health, education? What will it mean? And I think we've just begun to understand the dimensions of this. But there's a way in which you can also see it maybe as a kind of grace. You know, so I'm going somewhere where I hadn't imagined, but in the religious tradition in which I come, there's this idea when in the old days, this hardly exists in the modern world anymore, when people had a serious case of the pox, they often, if they survived, they had pock marks on their skin, especially on their face. And it was called, the word for it was divine grace, because it was a reminder of how fragile the world is, how thin the line between what you think is a stable life and some other thing that you can't imagine. A way to remember that there's something bigger and more mysterious in life. You know, it's not just an Indian thought. There's an American poet who wrote, "In a dark time, the eye begins to see. I meet my shadow in the deepening shade." And I think both the pandemic and the reckoning with our racial history has made us see some truths about ourselves. The pandemic has laid bare inequality, injustice, as well as reserves of kindness and generosity and grace.
Mm.
And I think, if I think of what my job is as an editor for this show, it's an odd way to think about the news, but my job is to make sure that the curtain which was pulled back, you know, is a curtain that we don't let fall again. That in our coverage, we keep in mind what we have seen, the problems of our society, what individuals face. And we also keep in mind the extraordinary reserves of strength we have as individuals, as a community. And to keep covering those, yes, with skepticism, yes, with all journalistic fact-checking. But those are kind of the twin poles. And maybe that's been a gift of this year.
Well, I hope it's a year that you've been proud of, Hitesh. That's our executive producer, Hitesh Hathi, helping us close this special show on Producer Picks. Hitesh, thanks.
Thank you.
And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is produced by Jamie Bologna, Zoe Mitchell, Chris Siderick, Paris Alston, and Walter Wuthman. Our engineer today is Glenn Alexander, and we want to send a big thanks to him and all the engineering help we've had this past year, Marquise Neal, Jimmy Kiesling, Renee Marchando, and a special thanks to our longtime technical director, Tim Skog, who has moved on from Radio Boston. Tim brought the show to life with his creativity, his musical mastery, and his technical expertise. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Tiziana Dearing. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston. Thank you.